Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump kicked off his California campaign in Orange County before heading off to the state's GOP convention.
At the Orange County Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa, at least 10,000 showed up for 8,000 seats inside the outdoor amphitheater. Several waited in long lines 6-7 hours to make sure they got in.
Faith in Mr. Trump. That's why I'm here. I drove all the way from San Diego to watch.
You don't think he's divisive? Why?
African Americans, whites, Asian Americans, everybody is Donald Trump.
Every man Donald Trump will head from here to San Francisco, the site of the California Republican Convention this weekend. Jim Roop, Costa Mesa, California.
North Korea has sentenced a South Korean-born American man to 10 years at hard labor for alleged subversion and espionage.
This is really the latest in a long run of American citizens who North Korea perceives to have done things against their laws. And often we do see these public apologies, and often we do see them sentenced before there is a high-profile individual from America that goes to Pyongyang and tries to secure their release.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. 3 members of the Metro Board of Directors gone, replaced by 3 new members, all of whom are experienced transportation safety professionals. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox made the move, saying there will be, quote, no more excuses in fixing what's wrong at Metro. Fox is growing ever more impatient with Metro's delay in forming a safety oversight office. A 25-year-old man is recovering from gunshot wounds this morning after being shot by police when he showed up at a Baltimore TV station yesterday in a costume and claiming to have a bomb. It was not a real bomb after all, and police say suspect Alex Brizzy was shot after he refused repeated demands to show his hands. Between now and the November election, you may not see as many political campaign signs in road medians as you saw in the primary campaign. One Montgomery County council member wants a stricter sign removal law.
You can't put a campaign or business sign on public rights of way. If you do, Montgomery County warns you and gives you 30 days to remove your sign. Councilmember George Leventhal.
In the case of election signs, if you give 30 days notice 2 weeks before an election, that's really no penalty because the candidate's only interested in communicating before the election.
The county told congressional candidate David Trone on April 7th that he needed to remove some of his signs.
That's exactly the example that indicates that we really need to take a look at our enforcement procedures and make them a little tighter.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fire officials say the wildfire that's been raging in Shenandoah National Park is now 90% contained. Rain Tuesday night and Wednesday helped, they say. Amazon's finally winning.
The online company posted big profits for the 4th straight quarter, about double what Wall Street expected. Better than expected retail sales and robust growth in its cloud business appear to be the force behind Amazon's financial windfall. For years, Amazon had been taking a loss on its retail business to undercut the competition. But now it's making money in a big way. Shares of Amazon stock rose as much as 12% in after-hours trading. I'm Mark Chase.
The NFL draft is underway.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
Now, the Redskins use their first pick to take wide receiver Josh Dotson. Coach Jay Gruden's excited.
He's got height. He's got the mad leaping skills, which are very appealing, especially in the red zone, obviously. And he's another guy that is going to bring great athleticism to this offense, and we're excited to have him.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,831. The NASDAQ at 4,805. Sports, it was T.J. Oshie's big night. His hat trick lifted the Caps to an overtime win over the Penguins in game 1 of their playoff series. The Redskins picked Josh Dotson in the first round of the NFL draft. Baseball, the Nets dropped their 3rd straight. The O's beat the White Sox. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
You do have a slight chance for a shower.
No, before you go, with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Meet Peter Max at Wentworth Gallery this Saturday. Visit WentworthGallery.com for more information.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 leaving Frederick through Urbana and Clarksburg. The stop and go volume as you head down to actually past 109. That seems to be about the slowest stretch. Then beyond, you're good down to the lane divide. No longer a delay on the 270 spur. That crash quickly gone. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each direction through Laurel and Greenbelt, good. Open. Northbound, we had the report of the broken down car, but Park Police, once they got there, everything cleared. No problems on the George Washington Parkway early. Let's get you in from the west now. 66 starting to bunch up a bit in Manassas and northbound 28. We're feeling that volume push through those signal lights as you head up on towards Centerville and 66, but nothing reported in the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy with an occasional shower from this morning into the afternoon. The high eventually reaching 61. Still some rain falling tonight with a low dropping to 51. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Arlington, 49 in Bethesda, and 49 in Washington. An Indiana newspaper ignores the Cruz-Kasich deal and endorses Kasich. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got a lot of show ahead of us here this morning and some good stuff. 7:05, Representative John Delaney will be here to talk about his proposal to fundamentally change the Metro Board. At 8:05, Emily Heil from the Washington Post. You know, Hollywood comes to Washington this weekend for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. She'll give us a preview. 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And all eyes are really on the United Kingdom right now as they continue their run-up toward the referendum over what's called the Brexit. Now, this referendum is going to be on June 23rd, so it's just about 2 months from now. And the question at hand for the citizens of the United Kingdom is, should they leave the friendly confines of the European Union, the European community? And President Obama waded into this as he was visiting England over the weekend, this past weekend. He actually had a press conference, and he said this line. I want to read you the quote, because it's, you know, many people are raising their eyebrows as to whether the president actually, these were his words or whether it was written to him. He was talking about a trade deal. You know, he's over there trying to work out a trade deal with the European Union. And he says, maybe at some point down the line, there might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is negotiating with the big bloc, the European Union, to get a trade agreement done. And the UK is going to be at the back of the queue.
Yeah.
Back of the queue. Of course, an American would say back of the line.
Yeah. That he used that word, it seemed like it might have been actually prepared for him.
I know people say that, but I don't think so. I think that, you know how Obama is when he goes overseas, he tries to ingratiate himself to the locals by using the. That's why he always says Pakistan instead of what Americans would say is Pakistan. I think he's just trying to say, see, I'm continental. I know you guys call it a queue. Aaron Banks is a businessman from the United Kingdom, and he's a big supporter of the Brexit initiative. He joins us now from across the pond. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Banks.
Hello.
So tell me why you think it's a good idea for the United Kingdom to pull out of the EU.
Well, I think a lot of people in America probably regard it as a trade bloc, but it's actually political union. So we have a parliament in Brussels, the Supreme Court overseas, and I think the British public are beginning to get very tired of not having an independent country.
This is a great point because it was sold to you and it was sold to we Americans as well when the whole European community or the European Union was proposed. We would say, oh, well, this is all about currency and trade, currency and trade. But tell me about some of the things that have been passed out of Brussels.
Yeah, it was originally sold as a common market, a trading bloc, a bit like NAFTA. But it's developing into something altogether more sinister. And we have 28 countries that are basically coming into a political union. And it's a bit like America saying, well, you'd have a Supreme Court in Havana and your parliament or Congress in Toronto. Mm. It would be unacceptable. So I think a lot of it for us revolves around bringing laws back to parliament. Something like 60% of our laws are now made in Brussels.
You know, back when this was all being proposed, I remember it being said, hey, you got to get on board. If you're not part of the EU, you're going to get left behind. You know, you're going to be at the back of the line, which is exactly what the president said, our president said when he visited recently, said you're going to be at the back of the queue if you do this. How is that going over?
Well, the polls have moved in our favor since Obama came over, so we're hoping you can send him over again. I think the British public has not taken very kindly to being lectured by an American president, in the same way they wouldn't if our prime minister came to America and told you how to run your affairs.
Many people believe when they look at British politics, they look at the Conservative Party, the Tories, of course, famously led in the past by Margaret Thatcher and before her Winston Churchill. And Republicans, conservatives here in America, so we sort of think, okay, well, they're kind of like us over there. Tell me what the Conservative Party's position here is on the Brexit, because it seems to me that there's a pretty big divide going on.
Well, I think the British Conservative Party nowadays is probably to the left of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my.
I mean, that's how far it is from the Republican Party. But, I mean, the biggest issues are not that different to America, in the sense we've now got an open-door policy to nearly 500 million people that can move around the continent of Europe, including some very poor countries. So, naturally, the better countries act as a drag or a kind of pull for people to come across. Our immigration is rising disproportionately, and it's causing all sorts of social issues in the country.
So what are the polls showing right now?
Well, at the moment it's pretty neck and neck. It's probably something like 47 to 45. But the out supporters are probably more likely to vote. They're more solid, if that's, that makes sense.
You just mentioned that the open borders policy in the UK and the immigration issues and refugee problems. Are there provisions, laws, regulations, and mandates coming out of the EU in Brussels that prohibit the British Parliament from clamping down on that? Are you forced to have this refugee policy?
No, we're forced. It's an open, it's like free movement of labor and people in the United States, moving from one state to another.
So what would happen if you just said, well, no, I mean, we've got some national security problems here. We're worried. We don't want the next terror attack to happen here like it did in Brussels. So we're going to institute a much tougher screening and actually say, no, we don't want people coming in that we don't want coming into our country.
A few countries, Austria is an example, suspended some of the rules from Schengen, which is the ability to move around. But if you look at the history of the European Union, its actual policy has been to expand itself rapidly. So it's still talking about Turkey joining the European Union and Ukraine and other countries. And if you consider that Turkey has a border with Syria and various other places, obviously we're very worried that the people that we don't want could come in.
Okay, I want to tap into another line of questioning with you, if you don't mind, because, you know, I keep hearing from people who are traveling overseas that Americans who go overseas, and then when they go to a foreign country, they are peppered with questions about our political process and what's going on in America right now. What are people saying as they look at our political process this time around?
I think in probably the same way you don't understand the UK, we probably don't understand your process particularly. And I think the Trump thing is obviously not something they like, or most people do, but I think it's an expression of anti-politics in the same way that, you know, the party I've been involved with in the UK is the UK Independence Party. It's an anti-politics party, and it has grown in strength. So I think in those terms, people wouldn't like Trump necessarily. I think the British tend to be quite polite. But we see where it's coming from.
All right, and the major issues as you laid them out here, do you see anything changing between now and June 23rd when you have your referendum?
Yes, I mean, the things that could change, I mean, the security situation in Europe is obviously deteriorating. And I think that's the main reason that people are beginning to shift towards the out. It's immigration, it's uncontrolled immigration. So if you think about it, it's much the same issues that Trump's been talking about with Mexico. Mm. You just can't have an open border.
The last guest,
Reagan said, if you don't control your borders, you're not a country.
Our guest is Aaron Banks from England right now. We were talking about the Brexit. Final question, the last guest we had on this issue suggested that if, in fact, the referendum goes through and John Cameron is defeated, because he's put a lot of political clout behind this, that this would pretty much end his... This is a no-confidence vote in your prime minister. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think he's already said he's only going to serve one more term, but I think this will accelerate his departure, we hope.
All right. Thank you so much, Aaron Banks. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
You know, it's like... past tea time over there.
You know, when you call, I used to do British television every once in a while back in the day, and they put me on British TV, and they'd say, speaking of the word queue, it says, we're putting you in the queue now. And you'd have to wait until it was your turn.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you're in the queue.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron Banks out of the queue now. And we appreciate, hopefully we can check in with him again, because this is really something that's going to be a hot topic over the next 2 months. And we're keeping you up to speed on it right here. It's 6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a great start here on our Friday morning. Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. Give me a thumbs up. No queue coming to the top side, really, as you had through Bethesda, up 270 through 80, Urbana, and down toward the exit for 109. That's the slowest stretch there. And on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, with travel lanes open, take you through town southbound on South Capitol Street. Still remains blocked between Atlantic and Chesapeake Streets. Last night they had a blown transformer, and they're still doing the repairs. Northbound South Capitol Street, right in that stretch, is open. Your alternate might want to be MLK Jr. Avenue if you head through that area. 66, let's get you through Gainesville, Manassas, and Centerville, just starting to see some of the stop and go, but nothing reported along the way. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. It's the free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic and road work updates, public transit maps and schedules, and all the info you need to keep you moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Generally cloudy today with a slight chance of rain shower in the afternoon. Today's high is 61 degrees. Tonight, rain showers overnight with overcast skies as well, low of 51. Here's your weekend forecast. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy with a high of 64. And then Sunday, might see some thunder showers, but it's going to get warmer. Highs in the low 70s. Right now, we're looking at 48 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Columbia or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey. Let's get you up to speed on some sports news. First of all, let's touch baseball real fast. The Nats, an ugly homestand against the Phillies. You know, his is a typical Nationals. They get a great start. They're looking fantastic. They're getting all these wins.
And then they go cold.
16-4, and then they lose a sweep to the lowly dirtbag Phillies of Philadelphia. But it's a long season.
Yeah, it's a long season.
April, for crying out loud. Meanwhile, let's focus on hockey.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup playoffs.
This is awesome.
Your Washington Capitals hosting game one against the hated Pittsburgh Penguins over at Verizon Center. You know, we said yesterday that this is going to be a classic. This is just going to be, I mean, you're putting these two teams against each other. They have a long history, of course. And, well, yesterday absolutely was a classic game. Caps go up 1-0. It's tight. You know, we just won the last game, game six against the Phillies, 1-0. 1-0, that's all you need. You got Holtby in the goal. Everything's going to be fine. Then, boom, boom, Penguins take the lead, 2-1.
Yep.
And then, boom, boom, Capitals come back, take the lead, 3-2.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think they took the lead with like 17 minutes left in the third period. It's like, okay, we got the one goal lead. We just got to hold on. Let's just hold on. Well,
They didn't hold on.
No.
It was a goal to tie it up there in the third period. I believe, if I remember right, it was around 12-minute mark. And so now, you know, you're going to overtime.
We're going to OT.
Is there anything better than sudden death overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Well, a game seven, sudden death overtime is the best. So. But last night in game seven.
This is Oshie. Oshie moving to his right. Behind the net.
That is not the game-winning goal. And forgive me, it's easy to get mistaken here because, well,
he had three.
There were three TJ Oshie scores last night. That's right, a hat trick in the playoffs. And by the way, that third goal for the hat trick was the game winner in sudden death overtime. The place went nuts.
Yeah.
And by the way, one of the cool things about this goal is that it had to be reviewed. It was really close. The puck just barely went over the red line. And, of course, they have instant replay review in the National Hockey League. So they, you know, so everyone goes crazy. They're going nuts. Everyone's throwing hats down on the ice. It's a big hat trick. Then they see the officials go over, and they're going to go check it out on the video. So now it's like quiet, and everyone's quiet. Yeah. And they're waiting. And then they show the video on the board, and then you start to hear the rumbling, and people start cheering. And I was listening on the radio because the announcers were saying, oh, this is a goal. There's no way they're going to overturn this. This is absolutely a goal. And then they take it down to the ref, and the ref makes the announcement, and it is a goal in the stands.
And then everyone celebrates again.
So it was like, you know, a double celebration for the win. But this, hold on tight. This is going to be a long one, but here's the thing that makes me hopeful about this. Caps won with four goals, and none of them came from Ovechkin.
Yeah.
So when you got somebody like TJ Oshie stepping up and getting
Ovechkin,
a hat trick,
yeah.
and you still got Ovechkin in your back pocket, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
meanwhile, you Neanderthals over there, Brian Wilson, you were all focused on this non-event, this thing made up by the ESPN people to make you hunger for more NFL. You had your first round of the draft last night.
That's right. And the Redskins picked a guy by the name of Dachson. Dachson.
He's a dachshund, like one of the wiener dogs?
It's a hard
thing. Oh, that's cool.
His name is Josh Doxton.
Okay.
And he is a wide receiver, and he was the first choice of the Redskins. He is he's going to bring a little horny toad pride to the Washington Redskins.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, he's a horny toad.
We don't need that sort of behavior from our football players.
No, he's proud to be a horny toad.
What are you doing to me here?
He comes from TCU, Texas Christian University, and they are the Horned Frogs. But in Texas, we just call them horny toads.
Well, we are not in Texas, and I think that we should stick with horned
frogs. They're not actually frogs either. They are horned lizards.
Well, one thing I do know about TCU is it comes from that's in the Big 12. The Big 12 has high-flying offense, and TCU last year, I mean, I remember some of their scores. They were scoring touchdowns left and right. This guy's a receiver in that offense. That means he's fast. That means he can catch. Mm-hmm. That means he's probably scored a lot of touchdowns, and you know what? That's what Kirk Cousins needs right now.
Yeah, so, this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
Absolutely. It's 622 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Great news for you. Zero Res, that's the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. Well, they now clean hardwood, laminate floors, also upholstery, tile and grout. And you know what? They do it the safe way. They clean without any chemicals, without any toxic products. It's safe for your kids, it's safe for you, it's safe for your pets, and there's no residue. That chalky, pasty kind of, you know, what is that stuff that's left over on your carpets when those other guys come in with all those chemicals? I don't know, but I know it doesn't feel clean and I know it doesn't smell clean. But with Zero Res, you're going to have nothing but the best. And by the way, if anyone in your home is suffering from springtime allergies this year or asthma, which I know a lot of people are getting hit hard with the allergies, well, just think about how much of that pollen and all those nasty things in the air is just getting stuck in your carpets right now and in the pad. Even when springtime is over, it's still going to be in your house. Get Zero Res out there to get it out, and everyone's going to be breathing easier. Right now, because you listen to me, you're going to get the biggest sale of the year from Zero Res. 20% off any cleaning. 20% off. Minimums apply. Book them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Zero Res, DCMetro.com.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology,
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, here we go. Southbound on 270, coming out of Frederick, the first set of delays. You'll hit approaching Route 80 Urbana, and that takes you past 109, and then it's smooth sailing. Brief hang up on the 270 spur, minor crash near Democracy Boulevard, over to the shoulder. Topside starting to see some of that delay form, and suddenly on I-95, just south of the ICC, heading in toward Calverton, we're jammed up. Crews are looking to see if there's anything in the way there. It looks unusually slow, so keep alert southbound 95, Maryland, prior to the Beltway. On 50, Annapolis Bowie, good inside the Beltway, but sluggish just to get onto DC 295 to get you past East Capitol Street. That's the morning volume through that stretch. Still in good shape at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. For 95, 395, Dale City, Newington, through Landmark are heaviest stretches. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. You can get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy with an occasional shower from this morning into the afternoon. The high eventually reaching 61. Still some rain falling tonight with a low dropping to 51. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
627 on WMAL. The temperature is 48 degrees.
Well, the Transportation Secretary of the United States, Anthony Fox, has named three new federal members to the Metro Board. You know, hardly a day goes by in this town that we don't have another story about some kind of Metro problem, how the thing is falling apart, single tracking, smoke in the tunnels. It goes on and on and on. And so Fox says, look, we're going to put three members on the board that were up for replacement, and we're going to make them real experts. And so he has chosen Carol Carmody, a former vice chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. That's a crack organization, I'll tell you. It's a good one,
yeah.
And they know their stuff. David Strickland, former administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Robert Lauby, who is a chief safety officer right now at the Federal Railroad Administration. So those are three big heavyweights who understand the transportation industry and safety issues, and this is in keeping with what John Delaney wanted up on Capitol Hill. He was asking for this, and he'll join us at 7:35 to talk more about it.
Yeah, he wants it to be the law. So, and that does solve part of the problem. I'm still questioning whether there's still accountability. We'll talk to the congressman about it at that time.
It is now 6:27.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team. Debbie, tell us how your exclusive buyers-in-waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and put your address into our exclusive system and show you in live time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home and possibly want to buy your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you have over 5,500 ready home buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
That's one of the reasons why we are able to get our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price we agree upon. Give me a call and let me help you get the most money and start packing.
Get Debbie and Sarah Reynolds and their hot home buyers working for you. If you want results, then call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Coming up on WMAL, we know who Ted Cruz's VP pick is, if he does actually get the nomination after what will surely be a contested floor fight. That is, if he's going to get the nomination, it will be a contested floor fight. So, who should Donald Trump pick? I mean, that's really the question now, right? What do you think? 888-630-9625. It's time to nominate Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Donald Trump has launched his campaign in California with a standing room only rally in Orange County.
For the first time at one of his rallies, he opened up his speech talking about the issue of illegal immigration, an issue that is a divisive issue here in the state, one very important to the state of California. One of his opening speakers, a father whose son was killed by an undocumented worker back in 2008, Donald Trump talked about the need to be tough on illegal immigration, talked about building that wall. He also continued to criticize Ted Cruz for building that so-called alliance with John Kasich.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The nation's transportation secretary has replaced three members of the Metro Board of Directors. Anthony Fox says no more excuses when it comes to fixing what's wrong with Metro. The three new members of the board Fox has appointed are all experienced transportation safety professionals. A 25-year-old Howard County man is recovering this morning after being shot by police after he went to a Baltimore TV station claiming to have a bomb. A police sniper shot suspect Alex Brizzi after he refused repeated commands to show his hands. We're learning more today about Prince's death and the painkillers he had on him when his body was found.
What we have now heard from investigators is that they have not been able to find any evidence that Prince had a valid prescription for that medication. The Drug Enforcement Administration is going to be helping investigate this case to give some idea. The Drug Enforcement Administration has a very top priority, and that is dealing with the misuse of opioid medicines, trying to figure out if potentially someone got those medicines illegally.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,831. The NASDAQ at 4,805. Sports, game one of the playoff series goes to the Caps, who get an overtime win over Pittsburgh. Game two tomorrow night. The Redskins select TCU wide receiver Josh Doctson in round one of the NFL draft. The Rams take California's Jared Goff with the overall number one pick. Baseball, the Nats drop their third straight. The Orioles win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local Virginia and D.C. area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the hottest real estate investor network in the metropolitan area. We meet on Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Greenbelt Marriott on Ivy Lane, and Thursday, May 5th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-517-0053. This month's topic, how to get all the money you need for real estate deals. Call 800-517-0053. Write it down. That's 800-517-0053. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Clubs.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95 southbound really hitting the delays right now just as you approach Route 200 Maryland ICC, and that is jammed to the crash before you get to the Beltway. Watch for police at the scene. A lot of flashing lights. Northbound 95, you're okay with your travel lanes open. I'm not seeing any northbound delay. For 270 southbound through Urbana, down past the exit for 109. Slowing, a brief delay on the southbound 270 spur. Minor crash had been at Democracy Boulevard, but still some of that activity on the shoulder. Gaithersburg, overturned vehicle. We're dealing with this on Shady Grove Road. It's going to be northbound Shady Grove Road, just north of the ICC. Southbound, you can get through. Virginia, we're trying to get by on 395, but we are bunching up from Edsel Road up towards Seminary Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of cloud cover in store for us on this Friday with an occasional shower as well. The high near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low of 51. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 64. Then rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Gainesville, 50 in La Plata, 49 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, 7:35, Representative John Delaney, Democrat of Maryland, will talk to him about his plans for the WMATA board and how it's finally going to get some accountability there, he says. And then at 8:05, Emily Hyatt, Washington Post, to give us a preview of the big White House Correspondents' Dinner. Hollywood is all over this town this weekend. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News, he's always Hollywood. He'll be our guest to comment on this extraordinary week in American politics. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's a question for you. Who should Donald Trump pick as his vice presidential running mate? Ted Cruz just made his decision in a rather unorthodox method. And, you know, you don't normally do that before you actually get the nomination.
You also don't do it the day after you've been mathematically eliminated from winning the nomination.
Yeah, so...
just saying.
I'm just saying, yeah, that's unusual. But
that's one word for
it. But, you know, Ted Cruz... I mean, I'm sorry. Donald Trump is out there right now.
Yes.
And he's said to be vetting possible... running mates.
Vetting. Have you ever been vetted?
No, I've never been vetted.
I wonder what that's like. Is it painful?
I don't know.
All right.
But, you know, actually, I do know. It is painful in many ways. But, I mean, he's gonna make a decision here if he continues on the path that he's on. He looks like he could be, well, the nominee of the party. He's got to decide who's going to be his running mate, and that's a very interesting little game. So get on the phone right now and tell me. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Who is the person that you think Donald Trump should pick Kubitschek as his running mate in this coming election. And tell us why you think that person would be good. This is a tough one. It's a tough one because some of the people that you might normally turn to right now are people who probably wouldn't take the job. Or for one reason or another, would be sort of not great choices for other reasons. For example, Marco Rubio could bring you Florida, maybe. I don't know. He didn't win Florida, but he could help you in Florida. And he's a foreign policy expert. There's no doubt about that. And that's something that Trump lacks. See, what you got to do is you got to find somebody who fills in some weakness that you may have or some perceived weakness that you may have, and then somebody who could actually be taken seriously because you're just one heartbeat away from the presidency. And the third thing. And probably maybe actually the most important thing is this person somebody who can help you electorally as you go through the process. Does it bring you a stake you might not otherwise get? So those are sort of the factors that you consider. Marco Rubio would be a good choice, but there's some bad blood between those two.
little
Marco, and so that's not going to happen. Ted Cruz to some degree would be a great running mate. That's the unity ticket. Okay, let's bury our differences. But after he's been called lying Ted Cruz 1,000 times, how could you then choose him as a potential running mate? So then you have to look outside the box there. I come down to Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, might be a good choice. I like the idea of a woman running mate right now. And Carly Fiorina was actually one of my choices for Donald Trump, but she has sort of thrown her game in with Ted Cruz, and so I don't know that that would be somebody who could be considered. But she would make a very good good vice president. She's an attractive candidate. She's a pretty good on the stump. I think she might be a good choice.
So, we want to get your recommendations. I'll go real fast here because this is a tough one because are we picking who he should pick or are we predicting who he will pick? See, because if I had to predict who he'll pick, I think it's Senator Jeff Sessions.
It could be that. Yeah.
He's the first senator to support him and endorse him, and he also is absolutely, completely, 100% aligned with his national security and his immigration policies.
Right, that's true.
He knows D.C., and Trump has said that he's going to get somebody who knows how to get things done in Washington, specifically in D.C.
It doesn't help him out a lot electorally, though. Alabama, for example. But it might help him in the South, but he's already doing well in the South.
And I get that. But can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Can you name me the last vice presidential pick who actually helped a president win a state, thus giving him the White House? Because to me, I think you got to go all the way back to Lyndon Johnson and John Kennedy.
The Boston to Austin connection, right.
Biden didn't help. Cheney didn't help. Gore didn't help, and Bush didn't help Reagan. Mondale didn't help Carter. I think that's old think. I think I just don't think people do that. And by the way, I do it all the time. I think Kasich or Rubio.
But Kasich's an interesting idea, actually. I mean, he knows
only because of Ohio. To me, it's an interesting.
Yeah, Ohio is interesting, but also because he knows the budget process and capital. He knows how the town works. That's not a bad choice.
But I'll tell you what, you talk about, and I do want him to pick a woman. But the problem is. Carly Fiorina would have been the perfect one, and you say, well, that's not going to happen now. Well, maybe that can happen now. Maybe that's the way to unify. Since Cruz picked Carly, and Cruz, you can't pick Cruz because of the Lion Ted rhetoric. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's the way. Carly's now aligned with Cruz. Maybe in some way, if he picks Carly, that's the signal that we're unifying. I don't know.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Let's see what you think about it. Chad and Ashburn, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Guys, first of all, Cruz isn't mathematically eliminated. He can still get it at the convention. But
I mean mathematically eliminated on the first ballot.
Yep, and hopefully Trump will be in June. So I think a good pick for him would be Al Sharpton. They're old friends. What little policy they seem to have, they agree on. And neither one has more credibility than the other, so they wouldn't overshadow each other.
All right, great. Thank you for that, Chad.
So our speculation about who he should choose as his running mate turns into an exercise in bashing Donald Trump. Listen, we have plenty of chances to bash any of the candidates here, but we really want to know what people think about a running mate for Donald Trump. Thank you, Chad.
All right, listen, more of your calls straight ahead.
Yeah, stay here. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we got a lot of people who want to weigh in here. We'll be back with more on that in just a moment. It's now 6:43.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Let's talk about Ted Britt Automotive. Boy, I love people who are excellent at what they do, and I love it when they are rewarded with success. And that's exactly what we're talking about with Ted Britt Automotive. You know, this is how you go through your life, isn't it? I mean, you try to do the best that you can do, and you work your tail off to be excellent at it. And one of the rewards at being so great at your job is that you get to buy yourself a nice vehicle that makes you feel good, that you can rely on for a great deal. That's what Ted Britt Automotive is all about. That's why the people at Ted Britt Automotive have the same kind of work ethic you've got and the same kind of integrity that you've got. And by the way, the top class vehicles, Chevy, Ford, Lincoln, Harley Davidson as well. And let me tell you something about one of the programs they have, Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. See, that's what I'm talking about. You got to meet these guys. Schedule your next service with them or stop by their showrooms in Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Visit them online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust for more than 60 years. Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? Adam Bold, Denny Smith, and Andy Smith can help. Every Saturday on the Mutual Fund Show at noon.
6:45, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gaithersburg dealing with a crash with an overturned car on Shady Grove Road. It'll be on the northbound side, Shady Grove Road, just north of the ICC. Watch for police direction southbound. You can get through. All right, 95, here's what's going on. You're still seeing the accident activity southbound 95 before you get to the Beltway. It's in the median, but man, the delays from the ICC there. And northbound, even though you are getting through, I'm looking at that delay coming off of the Beltway, so be very careful. On the Virginia Beltway, on the inner loop, as you pass Telegraph Road in the local lanes, crash along the right side. It looks like a yellow Corvette. Not a little red one, but a yellow one. And that's facing sideways, and you see a bunch of flashing lights. Emergency units still en route as well. On 395, bunched up Edsel Road and up towards Seminary Road, 66, about the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally, with an occasional shower from this morning into the afternoon, the high eventually reaching 61. Still some rain falling tonight with a low dropping to 51. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 647.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
What a crowd this is. I told Donald Trump, this isn't a campaign, this is a movement. Look at what's happening.
That's Jeff Sessions, the man you mentioned, the senator from Alabama, as a potential running mate for Donald Trump. Who do you think should the Donald pick to run with him alongside in his campaign? Should he get the nomination? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What about Peter in Woodbridge? Peter, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry on line six.
Yes, good morning. I think that Trump has forged his way to the head of the pack by his bombastic demeanor. He says what he wants to say. He has tapped into a vein of irritant in the American public.
Yep.
He should not sugarcoat his selection. He should, and yes, it should be a woman. And in terms of equality, I think the pick should be Ann Coulter, who matches Trump's demeanor, who can be equally bombastic.
We have been lied to for 30 years about immigration. That's why Trump is striking this chord. He's attractive. He's tall. He's hilariously funny. I think he could be not only a nominee who could win, but a third-party candidate who could win.
Yeah, there's Ann Coulter. She was on the Donald Trump bandwagon very early.
You know what? Ann Coulter will be my guest today on Washington's Drive at 5.
Ask her then.
And I will ask her directly, have you been vetted, and would you accept the nomination?
Yeah, how about Gary LaPlata? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Well, morning, gentlemen. I think Colonel Alan West would be a great pick.
Ooh, I like that.
He brings you Florida, you know, possibly. Secondly, he shores up the conservative on theaters. Third, he's really strong on national security. I don't agree with it has to be a woman, but if we're going to go the identity politics route, could also be bringing some of the African-American votes, too.
All right. Listen, Gary, that's an interesting idea.
Like that match, yeah. And actually, it's a military experience. Like it.
Speaking of women, Fred in Woodbridge has an idea. Hello, Fred. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yeah, I think he ought to nominate his daughter because she's smart, she works well with him, and she brings some class to that position.
You like Ivanka, don't you, Brian?
Yeah,
yes, absolutely. So, that'd be nice to follow the vice president then.
Oh, jeez. It sounds a little creepy there, doesn't it? It's a married woman. She's somebody's mother, for God's sake.
Yeah, but
Fred and Woodbridge. Trump ticket. You like the Trump
ticket? Trump.
Yeah, no. We don't like dynasties. Remember, this is why we didn't want another Bush. Come on.
Yeah, how about Hoke and Sterling? You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Hoke.
Morning.
What do you think?
Morning. There's a couple of people I would consider. I'd consider Scott Walker. I'd consider Susana Martinez, governor of New Mexico.
Right.
I wouldn't go with Cruz. I'd like to see Cruz as a Supreme Court nominee, John Bolton as Sec State, Alan West as Sec Def, and Trey Gowdy as Attorney General.
Hey, he's got the cabinet worked out.
He's got the whole thing worked out.
I like that.
Not at all.
Yeah. All right, man.
Donald, please call Hoke and Sterling.
Giving
he's got it all worked
thought.
Out for you. That's
all right.
Right.
All right. I like it.
Who else we got in there? Let's go to Scott in Lovettsville. Scott, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Hey. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, good.
I believe it's Nina Love from Utah.
Mia Love, African-American woman, a mother, a freshman congresswoman in Utah, but very telegenic, very smart.
Very intelligent, very smart, and not a lot of experience as yet.
Well, about as much experience in politics as Donald Trump.
Well, there you go. 6:51.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
You know, one of the great things about living in Washington, D.C. is that there are so many opportunities to take nice long walks. But if your feet hurt, walking, exercising, and standing can be painful. I've got a way to help solve that problem. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike or their new location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Let me tell you about the arch supports I got from the Good Feet store and how I was able to test drive my orthotics. I could tell the difference immediately. I was also helped by a real live person. Don't settle for cheap imitations from the drugstore. Go to my friends, the experts, and stop suffering with foot, knee, ankle, and even back pain. Get to the Good Feet store and feel the difference today. Get your life back. Go to the Good Feet store located at Rockville Pike in Edmonston, next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Go to the Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt. And tell them Chris Plant sent you.
It's 6:53. Let's check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report. Here's Mary Thompson.
Good morning. Stocks trying to end the week on an up note. Futures point to a slightly higher open today, just a day after the street's worst sell-off in 2 months. Crude oil is up 20% this month alone, and this morning prices up once again, back above $46 a barrel to the highest levels of the year. Amazon stock expected to soar today after it turned in its most profitable quarter ever. Retail sales were strong, and Amazon did a lot more cloud computing business. Roe v., which makes digital entertainment guides, is reportedly in talks to buy TiVo. The price tag could top $1 billion. And Google is working on a new travel app that screens all of your Gmail information, then puts all your reservations together in a package you can share with friends or family. Caterpillar is closing 5 plants and cutting 820 jobs because the world's miners are buying less earth-moving equipment. And lastly, a survey by Ebates.com says the thing moms want most for Mother's Day is quality time with their family and some flowers. I'm Mary Thompson, CNBC Business Radio on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, listen, you need to surprise mom with something unexpected this Mother's Day, something as unique as she is. And I suggest Sherry's Berries. Right now, get Sherry's Berries freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or today only. And just for today, you can double the berries for just $5 more. That's a deal. Go to berries.com. That's BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in the secret code, which is my name, Brian with an I, Wilson, and you'll get the deal. Berries are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and decorative drizzle. They are huge, juicy, and succulent berries. Listen, you got to do this. Do it right now. Here's the way you get the amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Double the berries, $5 more, with the exclusive offer for only my listeners when you use my code, Brian Wilson. Click on the microphone at berries.com, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone, type in my name. You'll get the deal. This amazing deal is for today only, so make sure you order now.
6:55, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway leaving Alexandria, heading towards Springfield on the inner loop at Telegraph Road. Accident activity along the right side. This is in the local lanes. Take you to those local exits. The through lanes just buzzing by, no problem. So again, inner loop at Telegraph Road. In the local lanes, stay to the left to get by the crash. If you're taking 395, Edsel Road towards Seminary Road, and again at the 14th Street Bridge, heaviest stretches, but lanes are reported open. Now for the Maryland Beltway, northbound outer loop, as you pass 50, the John Hanson Highway, get ready. You have a crash just happened near 450. Crews are still responding there. Maryland 95 south before the Beltway, crash in the median slows us in each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy through this Friday with an occasional shower. The high today near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low dropping to 51. And a cloudy start to the weekend tomorrow, the high of 64. Rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 48 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:56 on WMAL.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, April the 30th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, April the 30th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
It's the soldier's creed in the United States Army. I will never leave a fallen comrade. The United States government, unfortunately, doesn't always heed that call, especially when there's politics involved. Former CIA case officer Sabrina D'Souza has been sentenced by an Italian court to 4 years in prison. For what? Doing her job. D'Souza was acting in accordance with U.S. policy when she worked with the Italians to capture a radical cleric later convicted on terror charges. Now the U.S. government has walked away from her. Early in his presidency, President Obama implied the Justice Department might actually prosecute intelligence officials over enhanced interrogation techniques on al-Qaeda terrorists. Prodding from every single past CIA director, nominated by both Republicans and Democrats, finally got the administration to change course. Sticking up for those who risk their lives in the shadows to protect us shouldn't be hard, especially from the commander-in-chief they serve. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be joined by Representative John Delaney, who wants to see some changes to the way the Metro Board is set up. He'll join us at 7:35.
And Congress has made the bison the national mammal of the United States of America.
Oh, I'm so proud.
We want to know if you think you have a better mammal.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.